that value of determination. You're going to hear a lot of people say, no, we don't need you at this time, but you got to continue. You got to keep striving. Look for that bigger picture scenario because you have the knowledge. Now, how can you contribute that and show that to the world?
Welcome to Ready, Set, Go, the podcast that helps you turn your dreams into reality. We'll give you your regular dose of motivation along with our insights to help you achieve your goals. Listen in as I share conversations with awesome influential guests who will inspire us and share their secrets behind their success in achieving their goals. Are you ready to move closer to your dream goal? I'm your host, Donna Campisi. I'm an inspirational speaker, author, and adventurer. I'm excited to bring you this podcast. Are you ready? Let's do it on Ready, Set, Go. Hey everyone, I just wanted to give you a heads up. Our awesome guest today, Bob Brum, has given us a wonderful gift. So stay till the end and you'll hear all about it. This is an awesome interview, so I'm really excited that you could join us today. Okay, take care. Our guest today is Bob Brum. He is a professional award-winning speaker, author, and encouragement engineer while presenting encouraging keynotes and workshop presentations. Bob also works with individuals to achieve personal and professional growth and positive encouragement to take action, combat negative thinking, and achieve goals. Love it. Bob is a top-selling author of 8 books, including Do You Have Money to Burn?, Words of Wisdom, The Power of Knowledge, Laugh and Live, and many more. I'll mention later. We'll talk about that, yeah? His strategies have inspired, encouraged, and taught thousands of people how to achieve their goals from positive action and save over $500 a month. Bob has a diverse professional background in accounting, business, and IT telecommunications. Bob can relate to many audiences through his own personal and professional struggles and successes. Bob presents positive, encouraging messages for many organizations, and a direct result has been recognized for encouraging work efforts and has led to both time and money savings for many groups. Bob has had the opportunity to share his skills, knowledge, and energetic perspectives with many organizations. His life philosophy is centered on the principle of doing. And with this, he empowers many audiences to build on a lifestyle businesses and individuals want. It's called getting stuff done. Love it. Bob teaches you how to focus on the positive things in life and to build on this thinking. Learning how to do good work and interacts with people without assumptions, you will gain insight on how to manage your perception of what your end goal is. Bob lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, with his wife, Kim, and 3 sons, Zach, Ben, Louie, and their canine mascot, Chief. Okay, welcome, Bob. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Diana. I'm doing well, thank you, and hope you are too.
Yeah, really good, thanks. It's great to have you here and to see your face and hear your American accent. I love it. Hey, I am going to start by asking, I always start with this question, what would you say is your most outstanding goal that you've achieved and that you're really proud of, Bob?
So far, I would say my family. Yeah. No, raising the family. My boys are older. My oldest is going to be 23 next month. I've got a 21-year-old. My youngest is 17. Very good yeah. boys. They go after what they want. My wife is a strong person that helps keep the family organized and guided. So I would say that would be my strongest accomplishment so far.
Oh, wow. That's well done. Hey, I think I'm safe in saying we all know what a speaker and author does, but what does an encouragement engineer do? Tell us about that.
How about that?
Yeah, I love it. Sure. But I'm curious too.
And that's why I put that out there, because it is encouraging. As an encouragement engineer, it's a combination of multiple things. When I was studying to go to school, I wanted to be a constructional engineering major. Yeah. So I wanted to go into that field. And I realized that physics and Fortran were not my forte, so I switched to business and went into accounting, business and accounting, and then I got out and I went into 25 years of IT and telecommunications. So that combination of all those technical fields combined allowed me to see a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. And one of the similarities I saw was the fact that in technical fields like that, in accounting, in engineering, in IT, where the people that speak, they're speaking acronym soup and they don't converse with the audience that well. They don't, they'll get the message across, but it's an acronym soup and high level things. How do you connect with your audience? And I'm able to do that. And that's where that encouragement engineer comes about, is because I'm able to talk to the different types of audiences and connect with the audience. And that ability to show that, you know, the best thing about in a technical field is you're going to get into fighting issues. And a lot of times we can get into the weeds with those issues very quickly. Yeah. But what about the people fighting the issue? They're people first. And we got to remember that they need that encouragement. They need that motivation. They need that positive attitude to see that we can get something accomplished together. Because that's the important part, is that we're all people in this. And when you have people fighting together to get something done, those 2 a.m. issues that you're clearing up aren't so bad when you're with other people that are of the same mindset.
So are you saying that your audiences are from that background in technology and accounting, or is this a broader audience? Tell us about, yeah, who your audiences are predominantly.
Sure. I've done a lot of corporate engagements. I've done associations of accounting, and it's always interesting talking to that group because they can be a hard group. They're, you've got to integrate a lot of humor. And you let them to realize that, hey, we're people, we're real people, and you're showing people that together. The same with IT people. A lot of corporate IT environments are that way. They'll get hung up on a issue they're having, but there's people here, and we're all people. We all like to have fun. We all like to laugh. We all like to realize that we have potential. We can get through things, and I think that's important. Even I've spoken to a lot of colleges and universities, high schools as well. Showing people that opportunity of going after what you want, going after an action you want, knowing that if it's in your mind, it's strong enough in your mind and in your heart, you can go after that. You'll find ways to make that goal be accomplished, much like you've done with your running.
Yes, I know. It is. It's a broad spectrum. That's why I was interested in who you're talking to. Why have accountants got a bad rep on being boring anyway? They aren't, are they?
Not after April 15th. Let's put it that way. It's, you know, it's after tax time, the burden gets lighter. Yep. They're just like everybody else. They get focused on what they have to do. They're very good, very detail oriented. They can be a fun group of people, just like anybody else. You get to know them and realize people together are people. Hey, we all like to have fun. When we hurt, we cry. When we, you know, get cut, we bleed red. It doesn't matter the color of the skin or where you're from. You know, we all want to do good and provide well for our family. So I think that's important. It's realizing that the commonalities we have as people.
Yeah, yeah. I love my accountant, by the way. He's not boring. Hey, your books don't really, they sound like they could be for a wider audience, though. Do You Have Money to Burn, Words of Wisdom, The Power of Knowledge. These are lists of books, by the way, and for the listeners. Love and Live, and The Positive Perspectives, Values of the Man Who Gave Me My Name. And life don't owe you nothing, and Positive Purpose. So I'm interested in the one that stands out for me is Values from the Man Who Gave Me My Name. Tell me about that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That one is, that was a tribute to my father when he passed away. He was a World War II vet, lived through the Depression, and he died at the age of 90 years old. And I always remember talking to my aunt afterwards, and she said, you know, he's not here, but no matter what time has passed, he's always given you what's inside your heart, and nobody can ever take that away. And so that was a book attributed to him. And just the values of that generation, the values that I think the current generation may have lost. Maybe they're starting to see them again.
Yeah.
But simple manners, going after something that's bigger than you, knowing the value of respect for others, I think is critical. And those were all things that were ingrained in us, that were taught from that generation. You know, you didn't mess around. When you were told no, it was no. And that was it. When you were told to do something, you had to be responsible for that action, whether it was positive or negative. If you did it right and you got praise, great. If you did it wrong, you knew about it and you paid the consequences not doing it right.
Yeah.
So it was a upbringing that allowed you to be focused, determined. And I remember I went to my first job and my dad always had me trim the bushes outside. And he had me do them in a square rectangle. And so that's how I knew how to trim a bush. Well, I did this at my first job at an apartment complex. And one of the owners came out and he was looking at me. I was 15 years old at the time. He said, "Wow, that's beautiful. You just got a raise." It was my first day on the job. I'm like, "Hey, this works out all right." You know, so values like that, that were taught from my parents are just, you know, it's a tribute to that generation and the value of what those do for one's life.
So did you give your dad a big thank you that day?
I think I did, yeah.
It's funny, when you were listing those things, I was going to interrupt, but I didn't want to, and say, yeah, when you were told to eat your veggies, you just did, didn't you?
Well, it's funny you bring up food because, yeah, they grew up in the Depression.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a family down the street, very close, and family of 11. I mean, that plate came around once to get your food, so it wasn't coming around again. So you learned to grab what you could get because if it went by, you weren't eating. And if you didn't like what mom made, guess what? You didn't eat. And so, you know, they didn't waste anything, and it was very, you learned to be appreciative of what you had.
So these topics you've just mentioned, what you learned, the values, is this something that you speak about?
Oh, yes. Yes. I integrate that a lot into the different presentations I talk to groups about. A lot of it will go towards the younger audiences, even into corporate audiences, but a lot of times into colleges and high school students, because these values are very critical to growth in the world. When you get out of college, it's funny because you'll talk to college students that are coming out and they're kind of the deer in the headlights look of, oh no, I really got to do something. And that leads back to the idea of, yes, you got to stick to what you learn. That value is within you. Now you got to share that with people so that they understand what you can bring them, how you can bring value to their organization. And that value of determination, you're going to hear a lot of people say, no, we don't need you at this time, but you got to continue. You got to keep striving. Look for that bigger picture scenario because you have the knowledge. Now, how can you contribute that and show that to the world?
So how are these, I don't want to sound ageist, but how are the younger audience responding to you talking about that? Are they pretty much, I suppose it's hard because you don't really see what they do afterward, but You kind of wonder sometimes, is this message getting through or is it really strange to them? What are you talking about kind of thing? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I have a couple scenarios. I talked to a couple groups like that. And I remember one of the groups, it was about 900 students. And you could tell where the seniors were because they were just sitting back like, oh, I got to be here, you know, and you saw that attitude. Well, by the end of the presentation, there was a couple that were, I noticed that were now on the edge of their seat, realizing that the value of what we were talking about. And that's all it took was seeing that value. You see that change. And that was an immediate effect. I was at another organization where I was talking to some younger people, and one of them came up to me afterwards and says, you know, I never knew I could do that. And I was taken aback because just that idea of sharing with somebody the idea that you can go after a goal you want, go after something with your determination and the knowledge you have and going after that. Yeah. And that effect that gave somebody the realization they could do that is really something that's quite nice to see. That's an immediate gratification. But like you said, a lot of times they take that out and you may see them later on in a corporate arena somewhere. I've run into some after speaking at their colleges and they say, you know, I really enjoyed that speech. And this was a couple of years later.
Yeah,
and
they're doing fine,
you know, and that's always nice to hear as well. But it's always interesting, even in corporate audiences, you hear that, and people, they'll forget about that because they get set in their ways. And when you remind people of these values, and that it doesn't take a whole lot to do this, they're like, oh yeah, it doesn't. And that's the part you like, is that that light bulb comes on. So
Agreed. And I mean, as a speaker myself, I was told many years ago when starting in speaking at schools, that when it comes to, we call it secondary college, what do you call it when you're, you know, not primary age, but more senior age at high school?
High school or college?
Yeah, high school.
High school's up to 18 and then college is
after. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we call it, we used to call it high school. Now we call it secondary college. I don't know why, but but I was warned by someone else who was an experienced speaker, and he said something about when it comes to high school or secondary college students, if you can make it with them, you can speak anywhere. Because they're a bit, I suppose, like you said, some just lean back and go, whatever, kind of thing, cross their arms. And, you know, but sort of, and you do get through to some, you can see with body language and questions I ask later, or even messages that I've got through Facebook, private messages where students have messaged me, you know, and that's really lovely. So what would be the most rewarding thing from your goals that you've achieved, as in, the speaking, even the coaching and that sort of thing, what's in it for you?
Well, and that's the best part, is helping people to determine, you know, to see the value of whatever comes in life, we can get through it. I learned early on in my life that I was here, and believe me, I'm not a prodigy by any means, but I learned early in life that I was here for a purpose, because I had to live through a lot of trauma in my early years. When I was 6 years old, I lost my mother to cancer. That same year, 2 months later, I lost my grandmother. And then Christmas Day that same year, I lost my grandfather. And that path progressed. I was younger. I had older aunts and uncles, and my father was older as well. But so I got those life experiences, if you will, early in my life. And I realized that I was here for a purpose. I couldn't control that my mother was gone. I didn't understand cancer. I didn't understand why. But when I was older and I looked back at the situation, I realized I was here for a purpose. And that purpose was to help people to see a positive perspective of life events. Things are going to happen to us. We're going to have great days. We're going to have good days. We're going to have really bad days. But if you Tony Robbins says this, he goes, "This too shall pass." The world continues to turn. I remember distinctly getting ready for my mother's funeral when I was 6 years old. And I walked into the closet to get my little suit my dad had, and I realized that the sun was still shining. She wasn't here, but we were getting ready for her funeral, but the sun was coming up. And that's kind of that realization that, you know what, even though she's not here, the world continues to turn, the world continues to move, and we've got to be able to move through these scenarios. Are they all easy? By no means. But showing people that value of positivity through anything is it's a different mindset. I mean, it's not Pollyanna by any means. It's taking what you're given and understanding that there's value in this. There's value in progressing forward and sharing that with people and showing them we can get through this.
That's a really challenging time for you as a child, and even as an adult, it can be challenging, that sort of that situation. But what kept you going as a young person in those challenging times?
I think it was, I mean, obviously with this scenario, being as young as I was, my father took us to some therapy sessions and so forth that helped, talking to somebody and realizing that my dad tried to keep us normal, make sure we had normal life. We'd still, you know, in the summers we'd go up north in northern Michigan. I was raised in Michigan, so we would go up north, try to have a normal schedule as much as we could. Of course, school and those type of events, keeping things normal. He'd have my sister come and help take us on vacations and things like that. So that normalcy, I think, was helpful in knowing that we were together and we could go through this together. Dad was always there. You know, Dad made sure we had food on the table. We made sure everything was covered. We didn't have to worry about anything. So was it easy? No. But it was interesting to see him go through that. As I look back as as an adult, it's like, wow, that was hard.
And as a father now.
Exactly.
Yeah. He deserves a book, doesn't he? He sounds like an amazing man. And for what he had been through, that's just amazing. But it is amazing what people go through just when they have to, though, I find. Like, I was speaking to someone just recently who, like me, as a child, had a stroke, and she's a mother and just couldn't imagine, you know, doing and being in that situation. But as I said to her, you just do, don't you? And she said, yeah, I would. But it was just like hard to comprehend until you're in that situation. And I suppose like you were as a child in that situation with your mother passing, your grandmother passing and so forth. They are challenging situations. And I suppose we can bring it back to goals as well, because, you know, that's what this podcast is about too, but I like to relate it to people's personal stories. When you're faced with a tough challenge in general, with a goal that you want to pursue, is there some sort of formula that keeps you going, or what is it that keeps you motivated and keeps you on track with that?
Determination, I guess, would be stubbornness. As I get older, I'm realizing that stubbornness doesn't work so well. Your back will give out sooner and tell you about it real quick. But it's knowing that you've got to keep trying. You've got to keep going. That goal of trying to achieve whatever it is, running, like in your case, running. I mean, a marathon, that's a long way. But you don't do it by getting out there the first day and running 12 miles.
No.
And then 20, you start out with, a few steps, maybe, run to the quarter of a mile or whatever and do that. It's a long period of time. And knowing, just taking those steps to keep going, to try and continue that, going after that goal. The steps don't have to be huge, but take them one at a time, two at a time. You know, take that step. And that's what drives me, is let's keep going. Let's try it. Even if something doesn't work out, okay, what, maybe I'm doing this wrong. Am I looking at this right? Am I doing it properly?
Yeah.
Is there a better way to do it? YouTube has been a godsend for that.
I mean, true.
How quickly you can find a video to show you how to change something on your car so quickly.
I agree. I definitely agree with what you're saying, to be able to change it. Sometimes we can get with goals, and I just really want to share this with listeners too. We can get so determined or stubborn, like you're saying, which stubborn I like to change into the word determination. It sounds a bit better. But we can probably all get into that mode and just think, no, I got to keep going, keep focusing on that one thing, that one direction. And it's still not quite getting you where you want to go. And just to be, like you say, a bit flexible or change it. Or it's sometimes getting somebody, what do you think? I don't know about what you think, but getting someone else's opinion, someone that's like a mentor or a coach like yourself, to have an outside view, because you're stuck in this, goal yourself, you're looking through your eyes rather than, sometimes it's good to get someone else to look at what you're doing. Do you agree with that? Is that what definitely. Saying?
And I've realized that a lot. And I think as we get older, we realize that more, our opinion, we're not alone in this world.
Yeah.
And I remind audience of that a lot.
Yeah.
And myself a lot, that, sometimes we get so into what we're doing, we can't see the forest for the trees, as they say.
Yeah.
That extra opinion is vital, because I every time I think of this scenario, my dad comes to mind. I used to build clocks, and
build clocks out
of log pieces. Yeah. So out of the back, you'd put the motor in and you'd have to hollow out an area for that motor. Well, I was down there doing that with a chisel. I'm wondering, man, this is taking forever. And he comes down and just kind of looks at me, and age of wisdom, if you will, says, come in. Takes it over to the drill press with me and drills a bunch of holes and then knocks out all this area. I'm just like, really? But, you know, that other person's point of view is something that will allow you to achieve your goal in a much easier, faster way.
Yeah.
So why get those? We have so much availability now with the internet and everything, with coaches, with, protege and people we can learn from, you know, that are dead or alive, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, you know, Anthony, you know, there's a plethora of people out there that can help us.
Yeah.
And we have video recordings, audio recordings. We have all kinds of books we can do. So there's a lot out there that we can definitely get that help from people.
And I think it's experts too. Like, I always encourage people, look, they're like myself running a marathon. I'm not the first person to run a marathon. Like, find people and experts and encouragement, but also, you know, a lot of people in the beginning that had, I'm just using this example, told me, Donna, it's a mental game. It's more than physical. And I'm thinking to myself, what? This is physical for me. But I soon realized that it definitely was a mental game, and just getting advice and tips and things from experts in any field, I really encourage. And sometimes people, I don't know, I just try and encourage this and not to be proud, not to be too proud to actually ask for help.
And that's, to actually ask for it is a struggle sometimes I deal with every day. But yeah, we definitely have to ask for that help, because that different perspective is just critical. I look at things more positively. If you're in amongst a problem, that just, it like that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden somebody steps back and you show them that, and they're like, oh yeah, okay. It's just taking that mindset to go, you know, and reshift your mind and reshift your focus a little bit. So definitely there's merit to those ideas of bringing somebody else's ideas in.
Yeah. Hey, you sound like you're more than just a speaker author. You are, have you done coaching or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you do this as one-on-one, or you do it from the stage?
Or in your books? I do one-on-one as well as a group counsel, if you will.
Okay.
Through the conferences I've spoken at, and through, I'm doing a lot of online things like this as well. So that's always an avenue as well. Just that aspect to be able to show people, you know, here's some things to think about. What can we look at that's a little bit different?
So who are the people that you are doing one-on-one with, for example? Not, you don't have to give names. What do they do? What do they want? How are you helping them?
A lot of times it's people that might be stuck. They're not sure where to go next, and just helping them to see that value of what's the next step. What can we do to get out of this rut? I remember one of my clients was a painter, and he was ready to hang up his business, and just going over how he was looking at things, what he was doing. You know, we went through for about a month and just went through, what's your ideal day look like? What are you doing here? How are you looking at this? Putting his focus not on the doldrums of what he's doing and how people treat him, but what's your value? How do you, you know, what do you do that's different than other people? And having him read other materials and focus on a betterment of who he is and what he does helped him to gain that ability to grow his business. That first year he made $64,000. The year after that, he doubled that. The year after that, he almost doubled again.
Wow,
it's great. Helping people to see that mindset that they have the greatness within them, that they can do great things. But sometimes it's just like you said, let's take a shift here and let's focus on the positive, focus on something that we didn't see right off the bat because we're in amongst the issues. And I think that's critical for a lot of people. So those have been some of the scenarios. I've done some with financial groups as well to help them to see, you know, sales and so forth, that to help focus on growing sales and getting out there and taking the action necessary to get those sales. It's not just pushing a product, but sharing the value you can offer that organization, that company, that person. What is the value you bring to them, and helping them to see that better so they can explain that to clients That's been a very good one, because you're, especially in this time, you want to share that value you have with organizations, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a partner. They're not looking for a salesperson. They're looking for a partner to help them build their business, grow their business, and give the best value they can to a lot of customers.
Mm. The key word that I'm hearing a lot, because I was about to ask, is there a common kind of thread or common, I'm not sure what, a theme that you find in people that you're shifting? Do you know what I'm saying? Did that make sense?
The pronunciation.
Yeah. But the key word I'm hearing, or you say all the time, is value. Mm-hmm. Values. So yeah. Is this the thing? Or tell me a bit more, answer it's that question in your words.
Yeah, I think it's positivity, because that is a value of each person. But we forget about that value of positivity we have, that value we have within us. And being positive is a great thing to help us achieve what we want.
Yeah.
And seeing that, understanding that, and living with that is critical in today's society. We hear so much negativity through everything on the news and the media. Mm. What about the good things of everybody? What about the greatness, you know, you have, the positive attitude that you've seen in yourself, sharing that with the world? And you've done that in your book, but other people can do the same thing. Why not get that information out there so we share that with our world?
Oh, it's easy. Yeah, there's no, brain, you know, you have to earn up to be smart either. Do you know what I'm saying? Everyone's got it.
It's not overwhelming.
Yeah. It's so are you talking about positivity within oneself, or has in when you work with teams, like positivity coming from the leader of the group, say in a work environment or amongst the team, or is it a common thing with a lot of people?
It's funny you mentioned from the leader, that that's helpful, but again, we're all people. And a lot of times people don't understand what their value, their connection with the leader for the corporation is. So I look at it as showing the group, whether it's a corporate audience or individuals, we're individuals to start with, we're people to start. So we've got value within us. How do we incorporate that so we have a cohesive team going after those corporate goals and understanding that attention and that cohesiveness to that corporate goal? How does it relate? And that's important, because my strength is different than the person next to me. But when we're all pushing for that finish line to get that great project done, that person's probably carrying more load than I am, or vice versa. But we need to know those values of who brings what to the table. Mm. And that's so critical, because that strength together is what brings us across the finish line in such a better way than just as an individual carrying, one person carrying all the load. It can't happen that way. It's a team effort. Mm. And so with corporate audiences, that's a big thing we look at, is that cohesiveness of a team and understanding the value everybody brings to the table, seeing that value that they have, and showing that how it relates to those corporate objectives.
Yeah, that's really important, I think, working on people's strengths and, you know, making it work as a group. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hey, with all that you know, because you sound like you know a lot, Bob, if you were to go back, what would you whisper in the 15-year-old Bob's ear when it comes to goals?
I would say, don't hold back. Go after it.
Yeah.
Especially at that age, 15 years old, you're kind of on the border of still being a kid, trying to get to an adult, thinking you might know it, but you're not sure. Go after that. Gain all the knowledge you can about that goal you want, and go after it. Don't worry about what others may be saying, what you think others may say, because 90% of the time, they're not thinking that at all.
Yeah. So
go after what you want. Go after that. Learn as much as you can about the desire in your head and in your heart. If that's there, figure out the way to do it. And that's through knowledge. That's through talking to other people that have done it. Go after those goals. Don't listen to the ideas. Sometimes it's in your own head. You've got to get those thoughts out of your head of what others may be saying. Because most people want to see you succeed.
And, yeah.
You know, we can be our worst enemies.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure. We can, unfortunately. It's weird how we do that. Is there a plan that you put in place though when aiming for your goals personally? And is it the same plan that you use every time?
No, because it's not a plan I put in place the same each time, because everything is different. The key thing I look at though is, one, I know I can do it. I know with the help of our creator, I can do it. Is it going to be easy? It may or may not be, but I got a strong faith that, you know, he'll give me the strength. He'll give me the fortitude to go after what I need to do and to give me the skills and strength I need to do that. There's been many times where, you know, I'm in the middle of something and it's like, please, can I get some clue, some idea? And I'll ask God for a prayer and all of a sudden, oh, there's what I needed. It does happen. People say, oh yeah, it does happen. So there's a strong faith in that, but that also knowing that he's given me the abilities to do these things. So you got to keep going. You got to keep trying. When your feet hurt, try to keep going. Keep going as far as you can. Mm. I'm sure you ran into that on your race. You know, you come over a little hill and realize, oh man, here we go again. Just go another little bit more.
Yeah, you do. It's right what you're saying. Yeah, I agree, definitely. Yeah.
So that's part of the plan I put in place, is just continue to move forward and continue to know that I've been given strength and greatness within me. I've just got to use that, and God's given me that. So why not get out there and share it and do it?
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Hey, I want to go more into your books, because you've written so many. Okay. And I actually didn't, like, I quickly mentioned a lot of them. But when we're talking about goals here again, which would you be saying to listeners, hey, I think this book is the one to really read?
It's interesting, because my latest one, A Positive Purpose, is just coming out. And that's a good one that talks about the process of going after a goal and what your purpose is and the value you have within you. The one before that, Life Don't Owe You Nothing, is more of a reality check book. So okay. I think those two in combination are great resources, because the one gives you the reality. Nobody's giving you anything. You're not handed
it. I like that title. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting, because it was some things we were going through with one of our sons, and just, you know, basically you've got to get up and get going at things. I know it can be scary. You don't have to know what you want, but you've got to do something.
Yeah.
And you can't sit around and expect things to come from others to you. You've got to make things happen. And so taking that action, getting off your tuchus, if you will, and getting out there and taking action, whether it's driving for a pizza delivery place, learning how to sponsor things, learning how to do technical things, whatever it is, go out there and take the action to do it. And then with the positive purpose, knowing that we have that value within us, knowing that we have greatness within us, and sharing that with the world, understanding our world needs that positive perspective, and the positive purpose, say that three times fast, you know, within you can help others. And that's a big part of those two. So it's I think the hand in hand of those two are
okay. Two good reasons. I love it. Yeah. And I'm going to, in the show notes, put your website to get it, because you can get it at bobbrumspeaks.com and /shop. So I will put that up. But Bob Brum is spelt BRUMM. And pretty easy to remember for those who are walking, running, catching a tram. But I will put it on the show notes to grab later. So thank you for that, because I think now that you've put that in perspective and told us, you know, what it's about, I think that's really important. And also the Life Don't Owe You Nothing. And before you even talked about your teenage son, I thought, wouldn't that be good for your high school audiences and that sort of thing, like, because what we were just talking before, and I am sounding like I'm ageist or something or other, but that's even an attitude that we had as teenagers, really, where we just think, yeah, whatever, you know.
we all go through that, and that's part of it is looking back, you know, we had those presenters maybe in school and realize that what they were saying really does hold a lot of value as we've grown through life. So, you know, again, going, I love your question, going back to your 15-year-old self. Okay, listen to some of this stuff, please.
Were you the one crossing your arms and sitting back and falling asleep?
I wasn't falling asleep, but I remember one presentation we did have in high school. Yeah. And it was a former detective, and he talked about how he was shot several times and things like that. And just a riveting story, but yeah, that idea of taking that action really stuck with me. And I still remember that presentation to this day, and that's been 40 years
almost.
That's
awesome. Yeah. There are speakers that are going to, I believe, just sometimes, especially with high school audiences, I found it'll hit them at a later point too. They'll just go, oh, okay, I remember that man, Bob, who said that. And yeah, like he was right, or I can relate to that now, or that will actually help me in this situation now that I know it, you know. Right. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Hey, what is your number one tip to our listeners who are thinking of going for their new big scary goal, Bob? They may have doubts or concerns. I really want to, you know, get that tip out from you.
I would say realize you have greatness within you and go after that goal. It's going to be hard. It may be scary, but we have that greatness within us. It's given to us by our Creator, and we have that ability to go after great things. Know your value in doing that and go after that goal. It's, you know, like you said, you ran a marathon. That doesn't happen overnight. I've run a 5K, and it wasn't, you didn't start out and jump, do that right off the bat. You take one step at a time and you go after it. And some of the steps may be wrong, but you learn and you grow from that and you continue. Continue to go after that in a positive way, knowing your value is there and that you have greatness within you.
Yeah, and that's true. You're coming back to the running because, yeah, you do have injuries. You do fall down.
It hurts.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, to go for it anyway, and that's your number one tip is basically go for it. Yeah. All right, cool. I love it. Hey, I'm not sure if you've already answered this, but I'm going to ask it again because these are the two questions that I ask everyone. Who inspires you and why? Like, who's your superhero?
I would say my superhero would have been my dad.
Yeah.
Seeing what he did, what he went through. Another one would have been Jesus. I mean, you talk about somebody that did a lot, and people hated him and crucified him. Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody's crucifying us. So, you know, we've got it pretty easy, but some people went through a lot of different scenarios with that. And those are, I would say, two people that I would say are superheroes that give me the idea that I can do what I need to do. And that I know there's goodness on the other side of all this.
Oh, awesome. Hey, I'm just curious about you mentioning your dad as your superhero. And we were talking about, you know, when we were young in high school and, you know, kind of we knew it all. Is there an age where you actually thought, yeah, my dad is my superhero, or did you see it all along?
When did you
have the realization?
Well, and I always saw that just because of what we went through.
Okay.
I remember when I was younger, we had some apple trees in our backyard, and he would be mowing the lawn, and we'd climb the apple trees, and our feet would be dangled down. He'd come by and, you know, grab our things, and we'd giggle and laugh. And so he was able to integrate that into everything he had to do in taking care of us. So it was something I realized early on that this is a lot. I needed, it was a respect I learned of what he had. Who he was, what he did. And that was something I saw early on just because of my situation. That's awesome. You know, in my particular case, that's what I saw.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Hey, Bob, do you have a favorite quote or mantra where you use all the time when aiming for your goal?
Sure. If the goal is worth the reward, be prepared to take the steps necessary to get there.
Very good. I love that. Nice. Yeah. Hey, we've spoken about a few things. Is there anything in particular, Bob, that you wanted to share with us and the listeners who, we've gotten so much out of you already, but is there anything that you wanted to share with us?
Well, again, it's just one of the other things I could share too is if the people, I have a gift for your audience, awesome. If you'd like. Yeah,
we
they can
gifts.
Go to, and I'll send you this, because of the new book, A Positive Purpose is out.
Yeah.
They can go to a free gift from bob.com,
okay.
And they'll get a free first chapter of the book.
Oh, so awesome. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, and you can put that in the show notes. But I did want to give that to the audience because, you know, the way we can help them is seeing that positiveness in our society. Go out there and share that with our world. We need it so much in this world today. I think it's important that we show the positivity, show our value with the world.
Oh, I love it. So what was that again? Free gift.
A free gift from bob.com.
I love it. Okay. We would definitely put that in the show notes. And thank you so much for that, Bob. I've really enjoyed talking to you and just getting your perspective on your, you know, goals through your life and what you're teaching and speaking about and writing about. I cannot believe the 8 books. My God, that's amazing. But thanks again.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the time. And you guys have a great day.
All right, Bob. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Ready, Set, Goal podcast with Donna Campisi. Please take a moment to rate and review this podcast on your preferred podcast app. I'm really grateful for your feedback. Each rating and review helps us fulfill our goal of giving inspiration to many.